Hello and welcome to another edition of another Manchester City podcast. I'm your host, Adam Marrett, and on today's episode, I'll be going over the latest City news, which has happened today, and there's been a fair bit to go over. So I'll take a look at the latest stories concerning City and give my thoughts on the happenings that have occurred today throughout the news stories regarding our club. The first and the big one is Mike Keegan's report for the Daily Mail that the hearing over Manchester City's infamous 115 case is now finally concluded. Keegan goes on to report for the Daily Mail that closing arguments in the case were completed on Friday, and now the three-person independent panel will consider the evidence and a verdict will be delivered in the coming months. The first reaction from me for that, and I've just posted this on esteemcompany.com, is now the waiting game towards an ending for this tale is finally in sight. Although, as Keegan does report, the prospect of appeals to whatever verdict is announced does loom, so this case could linger on for some time yet. But back to that, it's not a moment too soon that this story may be reaching its conclusion, so to speak. For me, and I've written about this several times on esteemcompany.com, it's dragged on for way too long. It's about time that we're getting to this stage where a verdict is not imminent but on the horizon, and that can only be a good thing for Manchester City and the game in general. I've written about this several times. It's just dragged on and on and on, and it's about time the matter is wrapped up. Whether or not City are found guilty or not remains to be seen. I'm not going to touch on that side of it. You see enough rumours and innuendo on the Blue Moon Forum, X and other various places that City will be cleared, and then you see the counters to that with some famous Twitter or X accounts stating that City are dead and buried or whatever else they go on about. But the facts are no one really knows just yet, and we just wait for the verdict. But that's the biggest story of the day, and it's not a moment too soon when we finally get to the end point of this whole saga. Just looking forward to the time when we can finally reach a verdict to move on, and whatever will be, and cross that bridge when we come to it. I don't really have an opinion if City are guilty or not, as I'm not the person to go into that. It's not my forte, or it's not my expertise. It's not an on-pitch matter or a transfer matter, so I don't really want to speculate on anything and put an uninformed opinion on matters out there, other than I will repeat what Stefan Borson has said on countless occasions, that the burden of proof for the Premier League to prove what City are accused of is extremely high. So if that's the starting point, we'll see where it ends up when the verdict is announced. But as per Keegan's report, it's about time we got to this stage, so now it's just the waiting game, and we'll see where it all lands once the verdict is announced, which from the timelines you can read in various articles is probably not towards the end of this season when we'll know. And that doesn't factor in any subsequent appeals or anything of that ilk after the verdict's announced. That's the biggest story for the day concerning Manchester City, but there are several others that have come up today. Another one that I saw earlier, and it was shared by ItsLB on his YouTube channel. Check it out, it's one of the better Manchester City YouTube channels. And that was Sam Lee reporting that Bruno Guimarães may be available for £66 million next month. You look at that and you straight away think if City are interested in him and that's the price that's been quoted and Newcastle are willing to accept, you think they'd be moving really quickly behind the scenes to get on top of that. He's a player who we were linked with last summer when he had the £100 million release clause, but we didn't act upon that or activate it, which in hindsight was probably a mistake, but whether or not Bruno's worth £100 million remains to be seen. But £66 million, as per Sam Lee's report, that's a completely different story. Signing Guimarães, especially for that price, even though £66 million is steep, would be a steal when compared to £100 million only 6 months ago. He would add immeasurable quality to our squad straight away. And he's Premier League proven, of course, being Newcastle's captain, and has proven himself to be one of the top midfielders in the Premier League. So there is merit to City exploring the move, and I'd be shocked if that price, as per Sam Lee's report, is reported news is correct, that if City aren't already moving behind the scenes on it. So that's another big story to watch for. I think Bruno Guimarães would be a shrewd signing and one that could step in and help solve City's midfield issues straight away. I also have another thought on that. If that's one move you could make, and if Zubimendi is available for the 51 million or 50.3 million release clause that you've seen reported or by various outlets, there is a potential you could sign both for under £120 million and strengthen City's midfield in two swoops. But that's just me speculating. There are reports today. Football 365 had a rather vague one that reports from Spain indicated that City have chosen Zubimendi as their midfield target, although they didn't quote any sources in Spain in that piece, so that's more speculation on their part. But back to Bruno Guimarães, that would be a massive move, and you think the drop from a £100 million release clause to £66 million may tempt City to move if they deem him the player they want to strengthen their midfield next month. So that was the second one. There was another early report from TBR Football, which from Graham Bailey, which was relayed by Billy Myers for TBR Football, that City are desperate to land Florian Wirtz. But we already knew that. He's probably the most sought-after player in the market at the moment, the Bayer Leverkusen star. And you can see why when you see him play. He's one of the standout young playmakers in world football. And you just got to read any report to see who's linked with a potential move. From us to Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, Arsenal, Liverpool, PSG, and every stop in between and club are linked with him. But, yeah, City is reportedly desperate to land him. And in my opinion, and I wrote about this earlier today, he'd be the ideal player for City to start their rebuild around, especially in the position that he plays. There's the potential that we'll need a De Bruyne. I won't say replacement because there isn't one. But a player to step into that void with De Bruyne getting old and question marks surrounding his future. So the Wirtz situation is one to watch. Whether or not City can get him, my personal belief is he'll end up at Bayern Munich, although there are plenty of reports out there that suggest Leverkusen don't want to sell to another Bundesliga club. Of course, that would see Real Madrid, Manchester City and others battling for his signature. And until you get definite confirmation that he's off to Bayern or staying at Leverkusen, there's every chance City could land him. The interesting part of the TBR Football article was the reports that Leverkusen have an interest in signing or acquiring Oscar Bob or James McEntee, which of course leads to the talk of a swap deal and being included in a deal which you rarely ever see happen. So that's just something to watch for in that story. I don't think the City would ever part ways with Oscar Bob just yet. McEntee's a different story altogether, but his future will be probably more clear come the end of the January transfer window. Whether or not he stays at City or moves on remains to be seen, and we'll probably know more in the coming weeks and definitely by the end of January. There's two others I want to quickly touch on. The first one is Oscar Bob's return from injury, which is possibly the middle of January, towards the end or early February. It'll be a welcome inclusion to City's squad, especially with their lack of attacking options or dynamic and young attacking options. Bob, it's a big call to say he's been missed because he was a bit part player in his first season last season, but he did look set to break out this season after his performances in City's pre-season tour of the United States and in the Charity Shield to get victory over Manchester United. It's a big call to say he'll make a massive difference, and especially coming off returning from a broken leg, but he has been missed having that option, especially the way he plays. He's perfectly suited for Pep Guardiola's side, and I think Bob's got a bright future ahead of him, and he's going to be one of the players we build our rebuild around, especially in a wide area. So his return is not imminent, but it is looming in the background, and it is exciting to ponder the prospect of him finally getting back on the pitch. He has been missed, especially when you judge his pre-season form, and it won't come a moment too soon when he does finally return to the Manchester City squad. So that's not far away. That's an exciting bit of news to watch for, and I'm sure over the coming weeks there'll be more updates on his fitness and overall status. The last one I want to touch on, because it's been a topic of conversation for the last day or two, is the imminent arrival of Claudio Echeverri from River Plate. He's due to arrive on January 1st. Now, reports all over X that he's played his final game for River Plate, and now he just awaits his arrival at Manchester City. Although he's highly touted and regarded in Argentina as the next Lionel Messi, but you don't judge that call because, as we've seen with Diego Maradona, every good, talented Argentinian player for a while was touted as the next Diego Maradona. So, Echeverri's young and very raw. I've watched a fair bit of him this season. There is a massive amount of talent there, but he's going to need time. There's some that think he'll be the saviour, but I think that's just unfair to put that label on him for this season. He's only an 18-year-old kid, and he'll need time to adjust to living in a new country and obviously playing under Pep Guardiola. But recent reports, there's been several over the last 2 days, indicate he's going to step straight into Pep Guardiola's squad, so that's exciting. And I wrote yesterday there could be the possibility that he gives his older teammates a lift, which you do see with young players playing with senior players. So it is exciting that he's imminent, that his arrival is imminent. I'm looking forward to it, even though I'm only expecting him to make the odd cameo appearance at times, unless he hits the ground running like Gabriel Jesus did when he arrived a few seasons ago. So there's always that, the prospect to ponder. I'm not expecting Echeverri to set the world on fire, but if we get some glimpses of his quality, I think that would be a good thing and would set him up for what comes forward. Anyway, that's today's episode of another Manchester City podcast, featuring the breaking news that City's 115 hearing is finally concluded. The Bruno Guimaraes story, which I think is now one to watch, especially if Sam Lee's report is accurate, that he's available for £66 million. There's Florian Wirtz covered and a couple of other topics. I'll be back tomorrow where I'm going to start looking at the Juventus game, which is on Wednesday evening, and I'll go over tomorrow's Manchester City news as well in a separate podcast. Thanks for your time. I'm Adam Merritt, and you can follow my writing on esteemcompany.com. And I'll be back for another episode tomorrow.